tell you something that's very, very, very shocking concerning this. I want you to turn to your Bibles, King James Version, Hebrews 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, watch this now, he might, M-I-G-H-T, might destroy him, that's Satan, that hath the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, let's go from KJV. Okay? We're going to do it to KJV, King James, because I'm a King James man. For as much then as the children, something just got to pop right up in my way of the scriptures. Hang on. Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2 verse 14, King James Version. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself like took part of the same through death, that he might destroy him, that have power of death, that is the devil, might. Why did God put that in there? Because it's based on you, whether you can destroy the devil within you. Might. Might. Anytime you see the word might, makes the free will of a person that Satan gains control of because you don't know nothing about him. See, ignorance is a deadly, deadly thing. See, when you get ignorant, you don't know truth. And truth brings light. And the devil don't know light. So the might is based on what you know about him. Now, let's look at this. King James Version, Acts 10, verse 38. In the King James Version, Acts 10, 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, God has given us power over Satan, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, if the devil can, we can overcome that. But I'm finding that people don't know nothing about Satan. So how can you go to overcome something you don't know anything about? The devil can possess, get into people. He can cause physical diseases. Luke 13, 11. So we're going to get some things about this thing, and let's get this show rolling. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to speak through me. We come up against every satanic force and every demonic hindrance that will try to block the hearer from hearing your word. We give it all praise, honor, and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Satan, meaning accuser or adversary, was a great creature, perfect and good. He was appointed to be a minister at the throne of God. Yet before the world began, he rebelled and became the chief as Gnostic of God and humanity. To study that, you have to study Ezekiel chapter 28, 12 through 15. King James Version, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 15. Let's go to King James Version. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus says the Lord, thou fillest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. This is the devil. Thou hast been in the Eden of garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Thy sardis, topaz, and the diamonds. Thy beryl, thy oxen, thy jasper, thy serpent, thy emerald, and thy cucumbers and gold. The workmen of thy tabrets and the pipes was prepared in thee. Pipes was in him. In the day thou was created. Pipes. This is a musician. Satan is a musician. and musicians can readily get controlled by them demons when they don't submit themselves to God. For a Christian, especially a Christian, most Christian musicians I know, they don't even study the Bible. And the devil don't care anything about you. If you don't know the Bible, I guarantee you the devil will wear you out. Thou art the anointed cherubim, thou covering. I have set thee so that thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy way from the day that thou was created until iniquity was found in thee. So he sinned it. And how did he sin? Pride. And some of us have the attributes of Satan, and we don't have the attributes of God, yet we call ourselves Christians. It's very impossible to be a born-again, spirit-filled Christian and vote for Donald Trump. Most people who vote for Donald Trump as a Christian, I found out that they don't have the word of knowledge. They can't hear God. Most have spirit of slumber in them, agitated. They get agitated a lot. They don't want to deal with the truth. Demons that's moving heavy in the political system, in the Democratic Party, and all the demons behind all this, the devils behind everything I'm saying. In his rebellion against God, Satan drew within himself multitude of lesser angels in Revelation 12:4, who are probably to be identified after their fall with demons and evil spirits. Satan and many of these lesser angels was exiled to the earth and the atmosphere around it and operated within the spheres under God's permissive will. Satan, also called the serpent, caused the fall of the human race in Genesis 3:1-6. Now, Satan's kingdom is a highly systematic empire of evil that has authority over the kingdom of the prince of the air. Remember now, he's the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is why when I see Christians get so involved with politics, they're far from Christ. Therefore, Shannon Davis, he running around here, running around talking about Trump, Trump, Trump. Now he didn't calm down because he see he was used all up. Another friend, he called himself, he was telling me Stonewall Jackson was a good man. He don't know whether he coming or going. Took me 7 years to get him to even recognize that he was in error. 7 years when you tell this man that Donald Trump lost. That's Satan. See, when Satan can get in a person, he can make you believe a lie. Satan can make you go against Scripture. He has that much power. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, and if you're not communing with the Holy Spirit and feeding your spirit, you ain't going to be no agitation toward the devil. The devil walk all over you without the blood of Christ. So Satan does have a kingdom in Matthew 12:26. He has a kingdom. And the principalities of the air, those are demon spirits that's in the atmosphere that's trying to attack Christians. That's written in the book of Ephesians. King James Version, Ephesians 2:2. King James Version, Ephesians 2:2. Okay, let's go to King James Version, Ephesians 2:2. All right, King James, and here we go. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. See there? The prince of the power of the air. That's a principality that Satan has set up. The spirit. Notice it's a spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit, but it says the spirit. Well, what spirit of the? Well, here it is. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's who it is. It's the prince of the power of the air. Now, what is this prince of the power of the air doing? It's the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience, disobedient Christians. This is why I tell people you have to pray before you go vote. Oh, the Lord told me to go vote for Donald Trump. And the Lord didn't tell you to vote for him. God, no, he didn't. Don't even lie on the Lord. You know, people be saying that they praying and they wonder why their prayers are so jacked up is because they're out of the will of God and the principality of power of darkness is over them. It can hinder your prayers also. You know, Daniel 10:21, it took 21 days for prayer to come through. These are celestial beings that's in effect in the atmosphere that's destroying Christians and people. Y'all can't see nothing of it. And it's so sad that Christians don't even have a clue of who the devil is. Not one clue. But I don't want to talk about him. Well, you need to talk about him because he's all in the Bible. He's a fallen angel. Let's go to Matthew. Yes, he's a fallen angel. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, King James Version. Let's go there. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not of one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. These are Satan and his demons. They're going to go there one day. If you go to the book of Revelations, Revelations chapter 12, verse 7, King James Version. And in Revelations chapter 12, 7 through 9, and there was war in heaven. See, there was a war that happened in heaven, if you didn't know that. A war happened way before mankind even got into the mix. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, that's Satan. And the dragon fought and his angels. So there was angels that left and followed this fool. And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 8, it says, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. That was it. God kicked them out. That's why Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I seen Satan fall out of heaven like lightning. God saw this fall. Jesus saw it. And he mentions this. Let me go to the book of Luke. Behold, I behold Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning in heaven, King James. Luke chapter 10, verse 18, King James, Luke 10:18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Revelation chapter 12, 7, 9, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, came out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the world, two different things, which deceived the whole world, he was cast into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. This is what we're dealing with. Anytime you see anybody that lie a lot, Jesus says, ye of your father, the devil. Donald Trump lies, 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 lies. And I'm warning you, Christians, you cannot allow this man to get in office. We will not have a country. He's already told people when you're 26 years old, he's cutting the Obamacare. He wants to go gut that again. He's going to weaponize the Department of Justice and go after everybody who did his little bidding. We don't need nobody to be in office that's going to be so selfish that he can care less about America. Satan is using this political system to drive in destruction to America. And if you Christians don't get on your knees and do not humble yourself in the eyesight of God and call on God to heal your nation, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. Believe that. You will be in a lot of trouble. Now, the world, Satan is not omnipotent or omnipotent. Therefore, most of the of his activity is delegated to demons because he can't be everywhere at one place. So that's a lie. If anybody tell you what a devil here, he over there now? Nope, he can't go that fast. Well, how fast does he go? Well, the Bible can tell us how fast he go. There's scriptures show us everything in the Bible about this beast here. Well, where's that at? How high? Well, we'll see how he go. We'll turn there. I want you to go to the book of Job. Chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also with him. Now, pay close attention to this. Prior to the death and resurrection of Jesus, Satan had occasional access to the presence of God, whereby he could question the sincerity and righteousness of a believer. Revelation 12:10. However, nowhere in the Bible does it say Satan has direct access to God under the new covenant. That's in Matthew 4:10. Though he still aims his accusations at believers, we may overcome their accusations by the blood of Jesus Christ only, conscience, and of God's word. We can be further encouraged by the fact that we have an advocate now with the Father, Yeshua, who sits at the right hand, interceding for us and praying and protecting us from the enemy, Satan. God is doing that. Your life is hidden in Christ, Colossians 3:3. If it's not, the devil will rip you apart. And it's so sad that Christians don't understand that this is what's going on in the world right now. Satan is moving in Russia, where there's wars and rumors of wars and conflict against mankind, where there's racism, where there's oppression, that's satanic intervention. That's all this is. Racism is satanic. And my heart go out to the Jewish people. They have been persecuted throughout the history. The Holocaust. This is, they are traumatized. A lot of people don't believe that a race of people can become spiritually traumatized. I believe that African Americans being over here, and it's so wicked. These Christians over here in America, I don't know what this is over here, especially these white American Christians, not all of them, but the majority, not because I got some good white brothers in the Lord that really love me. So I'm not saying about them. I'm talking about the majority of these and the majority of black people and white people. Some of them don't even know who the devil is. It's sad and how the devil destroying both black and white, brown, pink, yellow. He don't care. And the devil is behind every negative emotion where mankind cannot have unity. Oh, good it is that the Lord say that you find the unity in the brethren of Christ. Psalms 133:1. Satan breaks up unity. He breaks up peace. He breaks up happiness. He is on a mission to destroy anything that God created, and you shouldn't give him no legal opportunity in your life. You should want to know something about this dude. Stop looking at the government. Stop looking at the people. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities and high heavenly places. The Bible gives us scriptures about this beast. You need to know who you're dealing with. You really need to know who you're dealing with because he's very serious about his agenda, and you should be serious about yours. Because Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, he's limited with us. Now, he walks. He can't be everywhere. He had to walk. Let's see this in the book of Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now, there was a day when the Son of God came to present himself before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. He couldn't lie to the Lord. God is that powerful where Satan had to tell the truth. He's a liar to us, but he's a truth to God because he has to bow down to God. God created him, and God is God. Even though God kicked him out, he still has to bow down to the master, the big boss, God, and his son Jesus. And the Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and forth in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So he had to tell the truth to God because he can't tell us the truth. Because we're not gods. We made under the creation in the image of God. That's why he wants to destroy us. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered thy servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and shows evil? Let me show how wicked the devil is to us as human beings. Look what Satan did. Look what Satan did. Look at this. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou have a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he have on every side? See, we are protected. We have a hedge. God gave Satan permission to remove his hedge, and Job still stood and trust God. That's some power. We have a hedge. Now, Satan wanted to dispute the body of Moses. Now, why is that? I don't understand this creature. I don't care for him. I don't like him. We don't get along. Ain't no love here. Ain't gonna never be no truth between me and him. And it shouldn't be between you and him either. But to show you how wicked the devil is, I'm going to the book of Jude. And if you go to Jude chapter 1, verse 9, it says, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, this is Satan, he disputed about the body of Moses, thus not bringing against him a real accusation, but say, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, why would he want to take the devil? You know, if Archangel Michael refused to slander Satan, but rallied on God to rebuke him, how much more should we as humans refrain from presumption and attacking spiritual powers of authority that we're not led to do? Michael dealt with him, but why would he want to dispute the body of Moses? Satan wanted to sift Peter as wheat. Satan wanted to sift Peter as wheat. What does it mean Satan wants to sift Peter as wheat over here in Luke chapter 22, verse 31? And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desire to have you that he may sift you as wheat. That's wicked. Very, 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 very wicked. That's very, very, very wicked. And the Lord said, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. That's evil. And if we didn't have the power of Christ, we can't prevail against the devil. Jesus came to earth to destroy the works of the devil. I want you to know that. Jesus Christ, the purpose of him coming on earth was coming to destroy the works of the devil. And you don't hear that in the church. You hear him turning water into wine, him with the children. You don't ever hear anything about him coming to destroy the works of the devil. Let's look at this here. It's amazing how when you don't read the Bible and don't seek information from the Holy Spirit is a wonderful teacher. And if you yearn yourself out, God can really give you so much revelation with this thing. It amazed me how much that the power of God can teach us if we really submit ourselves and want to know why we're in this war, why we got to fight the good fight of faith. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Didn't nobody ever tell me this. When I first got saved, I came to the Lord because I just got tired of drugs. I was miserable. I got tired of crack cocaine. I was tired of selling cocaine. I was tired of carrying a gun everywhere I go, sleeping on the bed with a woman every night with different bed, different woman, different gun. I just got tired. Now that I know who he is, I'm grateful that I was tired. Now, in the Bible, King James Version, 1 John 3:8. Let's go there. He that committed sin is of the devil. So anytime that we sin, we are like the devil. Watch this now. For the devil sinned from the beginning. See, this is why God doesn't like him. He sinned from the beginning. We didn't sin from the beginning. But our forefathers have sinned, Adam and Eve. And because of the fall of man, because of Satan, we're under a new covenant. We're protected because of Yeshua. Okay? Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to show you a lot of things about the devil that you're going to be like, huh? He tries to counterfeit Christ. There's a lot that we have to cover before we get there. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For the purpose of the Son of God was manifest that he, here we go, look at the word might. Might, remember what I told you about might? It's up to you. Might destroy the works of the devil. Might is based on your faith, how diligent you are in your fasting, how much scripture you know to quote at the enemy, because the devil don't like scripture. When something's bothering me, I quote the word to him. I will quote and quote and quote and quote, and he'll leave me because Jesus quoted the word and he left him in Matthew 4:1. The blueprint to defeat the devil is to know the word of God. Amen. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned it from the beginning. So he sinned from the beginning. This is why he hates God so much. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might, based on you, destroy the works of the devil. To establish his kingdom, God delivers us from Satan's dominion. Let's look at this. What dominion? What am I talking about? Well, you'd be surprised. King James Version, Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Matthew 12:26 says that the devil has the kingdom. You didn't know that? We know it now. Matthew 12:26, King James Version. Let's go right here. Matthew 12:26. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you else. Then he says it in 26, and if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Satan has a kingdom. He has a hierarchy kingdom, principalities, dominions, powers. Serpents, scorpions, these are all designed in the kingdom of Satan. Now, study also Luke 4:18, study Luke 13:16, study Acts 26:18. By Jesus' death and resurrection, Christ defeated Satan and therefore assures God ultimate victory over him. We have the victory over him, but a lot of you don't know it. How can you have the victory over him? Because your life is hidden in Christ, Colossians 3:3, greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:7. Resist the devil and he shall flee, James 4:7. We walk not by sight, walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We speak the word, we don't bring no curse, Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, we don't do that. We don't give the devil any legal opportunity to cause us to sin against our mouth, James 3:10. We know that he likes to entice. Satan likes to entice us. The Bible says that's his job, is to entice. In the book of James 1:14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's the devil. He likes to entice. And he knows what you like. So you have to give up things that you like and can crucify your flesh in order that you won't give him a legal opportunity to have a strong hold in your life. And a lot of people don't realize that these voices that you hear and talking, you go look at it, those are demons. And mental health is demonic. Let me say this right now. The Bible didn't say nothing about caring nobody for no counselors. It didn't say nothing about counselors in the Bible. It said prophets, pastors, preachers. If the church would do their job, a lot of mental cases would decrease if the ministry of deliverance is activated in these churches. But it's not. And it's activated heavy here on Live Deliverance. We push it because we are a ministry that deals with the devil, the deliverance ministry. Now, you got to also know something, too. At the end of the age, Satan is to be conformed to the abyss for 1,000 years. That's in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 3. After his release, he will make a final attempt to overthrow God. This will result in Satan's final defeat and him being thrown into the lake of fire. That's in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 through 10. Satan presently wars against God and his people, Job 1-2, Ephesians 6:11 through 18, seeking to draw them away from loyalty to Christ, 2 Corinthians 11:3, and into sin and bondage to this present world system, 2 Corinthians 11:3, 1 Timothy 5:15, and 1 John 5:16. Believers must pray constantly for deliverance from Satan, Matthew 6:13. Be on the alert concerning the schemes and the temptations of him, Ephesians 6:11, and resist him through spiritual warfare while reaffirming your faith in the epistles of the word by meditating, Joshua 1:5, 6, 1:7, verse 8, and also Psalm chapter 1. When we meditate on that word, we become a threat to the devil. He hates scriptures. He hates the Holy Ghost. He hates the nine gifts. Armor up and get these gifts. Amen. Armor up and get these gifts. You need gifts. The devil is a lie. We can be defeated. There's no truth in him. His job toward believers is to accuse us day and night. Revelations 12:10. That's what he wants to do. He wants to accuse us before God constantly, 24 hours a day. Revelations 12:10. He wants to hinder us. Now, if you don't believe the devil can hinder you, let's look at this here. King James Version, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 18. This is the King James Version. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but, conjunction, Satan hindered us. This is Apostle Paul. Now, if he hindered Paul, he's trying to hinder me in some things. This is why I'm having a telethon. This is why I'm up late night. I'm counteracting what he's trying to do. He's trying to stop the finances from coming in. I'm trying to get the finances from coming in. Now, this is a war. Do I ask the person for money? No. I ask the Holy Spirit, not the human being, because if I ask, ain't nothing going to happen. It is spiritual in everything a minister do. So my job is to go against the enemy of darkness, to teach against him, to let you know that he wants to steal and kill and destroy you. You don't care nothing about you. You need to know the attributes of Satan, and we're going to go through all that. That's my job. And believe that the Lord will take care of me by faith. That's where my faith come in. Not to ask you, but ask the Lord to move on your heart. See, I don't know who's going to hear what, but I know I have to trust the Lord. Everything we do as Christians really deal with warfare with the devil, because the dude never sleeps. He doesn't rest. He doesn't take no vacation. Toward believers, he wants to accuse you. He wants to hinder you. We just showed you that in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. We have to come on the offensive attack with him by studying the book of Ephesians, which is a book to put the armor of God on in dealing with the devil. You have to put the armor of God on in dealing with the devil. And if you don't put the arm of God on in dealing with the devil, you're going to be gotten. Amen? And you ain't going to be worth nothing. He likes to attack. He likes to deceive and deception and deceiving people. King James Version, Matthew chapter 13, verse 38 and 39. The field is the world. The good seeds are the children of the kingdom, but the tares of the children of the wicked one, the enemy, that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. If that doesn't wake you up about the enemy, I don't know what will. He tempts through suggestions and through thoughts. Oh, he's good at bringing suggestions through thoughts, through your mind, 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 through your mind. That's where he wants to come. That's where he want to lay the rock. He want to tell you stuff that ain't even going to happen. You step there and believe it. He was talking to Eve. Eve believed what he said. Eve lost her position believing him. And you lose your position in your life if you believe him. He doesn't play fair. He has the same game, the same tricks. Everything is in the Bible to defeat this dude, this creature. He's a real creature. I will show you that at the end of the broadcast. But I'm trying to find a scripture that's going to illuminate something to you about how wicked Satan really is. And if we look at this in the book of Genesis 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the fields which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now where is Satan at? He didn't already use the devil. He didn't use the serpent. See, he's so subtle that he didn't use the serpent, because he had to use the serpent. Eve knew this. Eve wasn't afraid of the devil, of this serpent talking, because she was talking back to it. And the devil knew that. Look, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God says, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. See, he suggested that thought. And then he said this, for God does know that in the day ye eat therefore, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He's trying to compare them and tell them, you're going to be like the Creator if you eat this. Now, they bit it because they were human. And that's how come we're in the mess. And we had to get a man named Jesus Christ, who is the second Adam, to get rid of the first one who made the mistake by eating the forbidden fruit. That's Satan. That's his game. He will come into your thoughts. If it's not a good thought, you better cast that thing down, because he don't care nothing for you. Now, how much we got? Because we got a telethon and we got a lot of good stuff cooking. And I tell you, we're having some fun up in here. And I've got a good hour. Oh, yeah. Good hour. All right. Let's look at the reality of Satan. We know that he's in Genesis chapter 3. Okay, in 1 Chronicles 21:1, we read something very interesting about this dude. We're going to deal with 1 Chronicles 21:1. We already looked at Job. We're going to look at Satan in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, and some other scriptures that we're going to give you. We're going to recapitulate some things before we move on. Amen? All right. So, in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse, please turn to your Bibles, King James Version, 1 Chronicles 21:1, amen? King James Version, 1 Chronicles 21:1. Okay, in the King James Version of 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1, it says something, and Satan stood up against Israel. That's before I close. Do you see about what I was saying about Israel? It's spiritual. Now, this is in 1 Chronicles 21:1. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go, number Israel for Bathsheba, even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. The devil is very subtle. He's trying to make, Satan trying to make King David do something against God. He stood up against Israel to provoke David to number Israel. And you can't do that because God promised in the Bible that Israel and his people will be like the sands of the seashore throughout the whole world because of the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the devil know that. And what is the devil trying to do? Trying to tempt this man, to make this man do something against God. Well, we did 53 minutes, and that's it for this segment of Satan. We're going to continue, give you a head start, study Psalms 109, verse 6. We're going to look at Luke 10:18, Luke 22, verse 3, Romans 16:20. Satan also is in Isaiah 14:12, 13, 14, 15, 2 Corinthians 12:7, 1 Timothy 1:20, Ezekiel 28:11-19, 1 Corinthians 5:5, Matthew 4:10, Matthew 16:23, Zechariah 3:1, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, 1 Corinthians 7:5. That's what we're going to pick up tomorrow. We're going to go back and recapitulate that and break those down more of the reality of Satan. We are dealing with a creature. He is a creature, okay? He's not to be worshipped. He is a creature. He can't do nothing for you. And I don't know, I knew one Christian went into Satanism. That's the worst thing he ever did. And my God, I'd like to destroy him. And God forgave him. And he's, I don't know, haven't heard from him. But do not worship this thing. Stay away from witchcraft, black magic, palm reading. These things are an abomination to God, and Christians shouldn't have to be and shouldn't desire dabbling in stuff like that. You just have to stay away from that and commit yourself to the Word of God so that you can know who your enemy is, because he's roaming, and he's roaming in the minds of men and people who are rebellious. Don't be rebellious. Obey God. Do not allow this principality to come into your life with its legions of demons to destroy you. God wants you to have peace. We don't need demons. When demons get in, they are hard to get out. And then when they come out, you better make sure that your house is straightened out, Luke 11, 23 and 24, in order so you can maintain your deliverance, because Satan is not to be worshipped. Again, he is a creature. He is not the creator. And I would like to close with that, with the book of Romans. And then we're going to pick up on Satan's tomorrow. Well, it's already tomorrow. This is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, midnight. Again, I'll be back Friday, midnight. The reason why I do this, because it's overseas, and I have to reach audience overseas. This is why I'm up. Let's close with Romans chapter 1. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature, this is Satan, more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. He's a creature. He's defeated. He will not win. He will not win. We will win only through the blood of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, covered by the blood of Jesus, only through obedience. Only through confessing your faults one to another. Only that if we confess our fault, that he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Stand in the gap. Resist the devil and he shall flee. James 4:7. Let your hands make war to the devil. Psalms 144:1. Fight for your families. Jeremiah 4:14. Fight for everything you got to fight for. We walk not by sight. We walk by faith. Take our fingers to make war. Psalms 144:1. Stand in God's word. Study thy self-approval. A workman who not to be ashamed, but rightly correcting the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you would divide the word of truth with the unction of the Holy Spirit, you will get the defeat and the victory over Satan. He is a creature. He is a liar. His kingdom is systematically set up opposite of Christ because he no other form, because he was in heaven before he got kicked out. He's highly organized. And he is defeated by Christ Jesus. You shouldn't have to fear your enemy. Your enemy should fear you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this word. And we ask that the audience be blessed tonight concerning this teaching. And Lord, I thank you right now for letting us know who this enemy is. And we bind Satan in the name of Jesus against the United States. Father, we pray for awakening of this country. These people believing more in a politician than in you. Trusting in prosperity ministries than in your word. Looking for a quick word, but yet not studying. Lord, forgive them through their ignorance. Have mercy upon them and bless them. Let them come out. Let your light shine upon them to understand the ministry of deliverance. Illuminate them with the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit as they seek your kingdom concerning the ministry of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. We are on a telethon. I want to thank Brother Samuel Olson. God bless you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bless you, brother. I want to thank Sister Sheila. Thank you. Brother John, thank you. Sister Durden, thank you. Brother Tommy, thank you. Mama, thank you. T-Row, thank you. Sister Sheila, thank you for your contributions. Brother Paul, thank you for the computers. God bless. I've met some beautiful people on this radio station. I'm talking about some sincere Christians. I'm not a flashy teacher. I'm just plain wanting to give the teachers out to you for you to study for yourself. Please. Know who you're dealing with. When you're in a war, you've got to know your enemy to have defeat. He's defeated. We have to know the tools and apply them by God's word toward this creature, Satan. God bless you. Come join us, 646-378-1857. We're going to go into the Blog Talk chat room. Chaplain John Durden. Shalom. All right. And I want to thank those who've been listening to me here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to go back to regular broadcast. All right, and we're about to get ready to open the line up for Chaplain John Durden. Dr. Skuklet says good evening and education. Chaplain John Durden.